Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Chaf, the last daf in Maseches Zvachim. Today's shir and this week's shir is sponsored in honor of the marriage of Shira and Avram Hertz, which was yesterday. We were sponsoring the week of Sheva Brachas in the tefillah that our family, together with our new machatanim, Rabbi Yonasan and Rochelle Hertz, see much nachas from the new couple. And may all those still looking for their zivug find them quickly. By Mayor and Shandy Fuchs, thank you very much for the dedication. Okay, so we continue in the last daf of Maseches Zvachim. Last amud daf, says the Gemara, we are up to Omar Rami Bar Chama, second to last skinny line on Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis. Just one ha'ara from the previous, and that is, we just spoke about Rachitz Yadayim Raglayim. We needed a special pasuk to tell me that you don't have to do Rachitz Yadayim Raglayim on a Bama Ketana. Right, the pasuk right before said, Dechsevu V'karvasam El HaMizbeach Yerchatzu. When you come close to the Mizbeach, then one could wash their hands. That's what one of the Achronim discuss. Now, why exactly do we need a special makar for lack of Rachos Yadayim Raglayim? I guess you could ask the same question about the Big Tekahuna. If you don't do Rachos Yadayim, if you don't wash your hands, if you don't wear the Big Tekahuna, you're a czar. We've seen that lashon of the Rambam before. So once somebody is a czar, so what do you need a separate makar for to say that it's okay on a Bama Ketana? We know on a Bama Ketana, a czar is okay. A czar is allowed to do that, but we already said kihun. So what do you need a separate makar for to exclude somebody from Big Day, to exclude somebody from the requirement on a Bama Ketana? So I saw in the Torah's HaKodesh suggests, Shedin Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim Ba'avodas HaMikdash U'Letzorach Shnei Inyonim. The reason we do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, we wash our hands and feet in the morning, which, by the way, as we mentioned, is one of the three reasons we wash our hands every morning. Netilas Yadayim, Machlokas Rash Barash, Zohar, exactly what is the reason we wash our hands in the morning? Is it because of Ruach Ra? That's the Kabbalistic reason. Or is it because of Yadayim Askanios? That's the Rush's reason, right? Our hands touched a certain part of our body, but according to those two reasons, one might not need a kli. Mashenkein, according to the third reason of the Rashba in the Shuvah, where it's Kakohain, Hamakadesh Yadav, before he does the Avoda, and we do Avoda every single day of our life. So according to that reason, that's one of the reasons based on Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So the Torah HaKodesh suggests that maybe Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has two aspects. Number one, Mitzad HaOved, Sheyesh LaHakshiru LaKadesh Es Kohen HaOved. You have to, Mitzad HaOved, you're not a full Kohen, just like you're not a full Kohen if you didn't put on the clothes, and you're not a full Kohen if your mother father wasn't a Kohen. You're also not a full Kohen if you're a female, and you're not a full Kohen if you didn't wash your hands. So a Kohen means, who is a non-Zar, who is a Kohen? A Kohen is a dressed, washed, male, tumim, maybe? Kohen. Balmum is also a Kohen, but he just can't do certain avodos. So says he, one of my Talmidim, we talked about yesterday, here everybody based on this, one of my Talmidim in Shiri, so he said, Rabbi, buddy, I'm a Balmum anyway. I said, what do you mean you're a Balmum? You're not going to do the avodah? He says, yeah, I'm a lefty. I said, yeah, there are a lot of things that lefties could do also. Maybe not the avoda. They could check the wood for mumin. There are other things. He's like, yeah, throw me a bone. But so I said, we'll work it out. We'll work it out. Don't worry. You still should be excited if you're a Kohen to be working the base of Megdash. Anyway, so mitzad ha'oved. Number one is mitzad. It makes the person into a Kohen fully. And number two, mitzad avodas ha'karban. The avodas ha'karban requires the avoda to be done with someone who was rachlus yadayim v'raglayim. So maybe that's the havamina. Even after we know that a czar could work on a bama, maybe mitzad, the avoda that's being done on the bama, you would still have required rachlus yadayim v'raglayim. Kamash Malan, that's why both mitzad the oved and mitzad the avoda, both from both of those perspectives, one does not require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's the extra pasuk quoted here in the Gemara. Okay, that's a possibility. Vaiter. So now let's get on to the new section. Amar Ami Bar Chama Lo Shanu Ela Bekatshe. We're going to read our Gersa. Rashi has a different Gersa, but we're going to go through our Gersa because our Gersa is readable. You see on the side it has a quote to whole other Gersa, which is Rashi's Gersa. We're just going to go with ours. So Lo Shanu Ela Bekatshe Bama Kitana. When do we say, what were we talking about earlier, that there is a Mechitza Ladamim? That there is halachas of the chutas sikras in the middle, and there are some bloods above, that's the chatas, and some bloods below, thank you, that's the ola and the shlamim. So that whole halacha only applies to a bama gedola, not by a bama ketana. We said, ein mechitza ladamin by a bama ketana. So, lo shana, when do we say that it applies to a bama gedola by kadshe bama ketana, fikri even by bama ketana, where something is totally done on a bama ketana. So we don't live on a Bama Ketana during a time when there is a Bama Gedola, let's say by Novik Givon, that's where there is no halacha of Mechitza L'damim. Meaning, if you have a chatas on a bama, actually, you can't have a chatas on a bama. Let's say you have an ola which should be an olas nedava, an ola on a bama katana, you could sprinkle the blood of the ola on the top above the top half of the bama, even though I and ola is supposed to be lamata michuta sikra. No. On a bama katana, doesn't make a difference. Avo bakat, that's only if you do everything on a bama katana. Avo bakachi bama katana, de karvinu babama gadola, let's say, I decided I have a carbon, I was makdash it to give it on a bama katana. And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the bama gadola. And you brought it to the bama gadola, so then yesh chitzoy. Then it's subject to the rules of bama gadola, because you brought it there. Even though you were going to be makdash it, you were makdash it, added a bama katana carbon, but once you bring it to a bama gadola, it achieves that status. Says the Gemara, is that true? Mosiv Rabbah. We had this one time earlier. Chazei, v'shok, v'chumas lachmei tota. All of these parts of the animal that are given to the Kohen. The chazei and the shok are the parts of the animal that are given by a carbon shlamim. The chazei and the shok are given. And chumas lachmei tota. The tota is brought with 40 loaves. Four types. 10 of each type. 30 of them are matzah. 10 of them are chametz. One out of every four. One out of every 10. Right, four of them all together are given to the Kohen. And the other 36 are eaten by the Bailim. So the Trumas Lachmei Tota, those things, Noag, those are, Matnus Kahuna, Noagin Bakachi Bama Gadola, Veinoagin Bakachi Bama Ketana. They're Noheg. The rules apply by Kachi Bama Gadola and not by Kachi Bama Ketana. So if you're Medaika the language of this Brisa, it sounds like it's Mechalik between the Karbanos of each type. And it doesn't really matter where you bring them. Kachi Bamaktana have these halachas. Kachi Bamagdola have those halachas. But what if you brought Kachi Bamaktana on a Bamagdola? It sounds like it would still have the halachas of Kachi Bamaktana. So that's Akasha. Didn't we just say, how can Rami Bar Chama say that if you have Kachi Bamaktana that you bring on a Bamagdola, you have the requirement of Mechitza Ladamim? But this Brisa seems to say that once something is defined as a certain carbon of a bama, of a certain bama, that goes by the halachas of that bama, even if you happen to bring it on the other one. That's the question. So the Gemara says, no problem, take out one word. Ema noagin bibama gadola veinoagin bama katana. Right, take out the word kache. So you see, it goes by place. It doesn't go by carbon. Whatever you do on a bama gadola requires the halachas of a bama gadola. Whatever you do on a bama katana requires the halachas of a bama katana. Fine, so no problem. Ika da amre, a different version of the Gemara, a little different, and instead of a question, we bring it as a raya. Amarami bar chama, lo shanu ela bakachi bama gadola, v'ikriven bama gadola. The other extreme, when do we say there is a halacha of mechitza? That's only by a kachi bama gadola, which you brought on a bama gadola. Avo bakachi bama katana, af agav de karvinu bama gadola, ein chitzui, or the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan said the opposite, that once something is defined as a kachi bama katana, so then, period, even if it's ended up being brought on a bama gadola, it does not have the requirement. So the Gemara says, let me masayilis. Now we'll bring this price as a raya. Chazi v'shok v'chuvas lachmei tota noagin b'kachi bama gadola v'noagin b'kachi bama katana. So now it's a raya. So Gemara says no raya. Ema noagin b'bama gadola v'noagin b'bama katana. So maybe it's not a raya. You can take out the word and answer the question. You can take out the word and say it's not a raya. So therefore, there's no raya. That is all our girsa of the Gemara. Again, if you look at Rashi, Rashi has a different girsa, which is the girsa that's quoted on the side. But we'll leave that for now. Second to last line, Upliga de Rebbe Elazar. So this argues on Rebbe Elazar. What argues on Rebbe Elazar? As we'll see in a second, to Amar Rebbe Elazar. Which version argues on Rebbe Elazar? Rebbe Elazar says, Olas bamas yachid, shehechnisa bifnim, kaltua mechitzos lekol davar. Meaning arguing on the second Rami Bar Chama, agreeing with the first Rami Bar Chama, that Rebbe Elazar holds that once you bring something if bifnim, then it gets the status of the bama gadola, kaltua mechitzos. Right, the mechitzos are collated, they grab it, and therefore it has the status of something that needs to be brought on a bama gadola. You have that halacha kaltua mechitzos by Maaser Sheni. You have it by Kachi Kalim. So here you have it as well by a karban of a bama's yachin. So mechitzos, were there mechitzos by Nov and Givon? This relates to the suffix that we had yesterday from the Ola Shlomo. When we say something has to be brought to Nov and Givon, does that mean it has to also be eaten there by Nov and Givon? Or just brought there? You can eat Kachi Kalim wherever you want. Becholare Yisrael. Right, if you have bamaktanas, bisman heter bamos. So what kind of mechitzas are we talking about? So l'chor, there was even by the Bama Gedola. In my Bama Gedola, there seems to be the status. He spoke about this Gemara. Right? There seems to be the status of a Mechitza, status of a city, not just in terms of bringing it there, the makrev on the Bama Gedola, but even in terms of maybe eating as well. So by Reb Zeira asks, what happens in this case? Olas Bamas Yachid Shehechnisa Lefnei Motzi Olachutz. You brought it in, and then quickly, sorry, if you could bring Yoradei Chelagal. Shehechnisa Lefneim Bahutzi Olachutz Mahu. What happens if you brought it inside, and then you brought it outside right away? What is the halacha? We just said, according to Rabbi Elazar, if you bring it in, it has the status called to a machitzas. What if you brought it in and you took it out right away? What stage of avoda? Mahu. Let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll get to the Rishonim. Mi amrinan kivan da ayla kadal machitza. Do we say once you brought it in, the machitza was kolate, the machitza gave it the status of a bama gedola karbon, and therefore it always requires those halachos of chitzui ladamim v'chulu. O dilma kivan da hader hader. Or does he know? Once you took it out again, you took it out again, and it goes back to its previous status. So what's the halach if you already took it out? At what stage did you do this? If you look at Rashi on the top line says, La'achar sheshachta b'chutz. You shechted it outside, thank you, and then you brought it in. After Shechita. Tosfos that goes up on the next Amud. Tosfos says, no, you didn't even do Shechita yet. You brought it in, you didn't even do Shechita yet. The Chazon Ish says, no matter what, whether you hold like Tosfos or you hold like Rashi, the key of the Gemara is you didn't do any avoda inside. If you did any avoda inside, boom, it's labeled for Bama Gedola. There's no shaila in the Gemara. The only shaila is if you brought it in, you did nothing, and then you took it out. That's the Chazon Ish. V'nireh, this is Yutes Lamed Zayin. De'mechnisa chaya v'shachta b'fnim. O echnisa shchuta v'zarak dama b'fnim. According to Rashi and Tosfos, respectively. Lomi boilon, the chashiva kakashi Bama Gedola, for sure. V'motia l'chus nifsalas b'yotze. It's definitely nifsal b'yotze. The kol shekein shein malon osa b'chutz v'chimi boiler the Reb Zeira b'echnisa amanas la'akriva b'fnehim v'chazer v'otzia kadam shava b'shum avoda o kaltu ha-mechitz l'shiyev shar od l'achzira l'did kashi b'amaktanis. That's the, whatever you say, the Pshat of the Gemara is, it is a case where no avoda was done inside. So, answer, says the Gemara, lav hainu plukta d'rabba Rav Yosef. Isn't this the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef in a parallel discussion? Ditzan, we had a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? First Mishnah in Me'ilah, Daf Beis in Maseches Me'ilah. Bez Hashem next year. Kach, or right now. Kachi kachim sheshachtan bedaro. Let's see, you have kachi kachim that you shechted in the south side of the Mizbeach, right? Kachi kachim have to be in the north side. We discussed it last night in the Shir. This week's Parsha. Safon l'fnei Hashem. Kachi kachim. So what if you shechted it in the wrong place? Mo'alin bahen, there is an iser of me'ilah. There's iser of me'ilah. You don't say it's like it's a carbon that died, right? Rashi said. Rashi explains. Where's the Rashi? Oh, we'll get to it in a second. All right, mo'alin bahen. Rashi says v'lo amrinon keman dechan kinun dami. You don't say it's just like you strangled the animal. V'havlihu kakashim shemesu diyasu midei me'ilah. You don't say it's like a carbon that got killed, that died, that didn't have a proper shechita. No, shechting it in the darom is not totally ruining the carbon. It's in the wrong spot, but there's still an issur of me'ilah. And now the Gemara continues, v'i ba'ilahu, and we ask, go to the box, girsa, alu ma'u sheyerdu. What if you brought this carbon that was shechted, this kachi kachin that was shechted in the south, you brought it up? So does it have a certain status of Kedusha that it would stay on top of the Mizbeach? Rabba Amar lo ya'alu, Rav Yosef Amar, Rabba Amar, right, Rabba Amar ya'alu, Rabba says that it could go up. It's the opposite girsa. Whether, because we changed it, the box said, Alu Masha Yerdu, do they go down? So one says they go down, and Rav Yosef, Rabba says it goes down, and Rav Yosef says it does not go down. But either way, what do you see from that Gemara? If you have a carbon that's shechted in the wrong spot, do you say that once it goes on the Mizbeach, call two amechitzas of the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach grabs it, and therefore it doesn't go down. So isn't that the parallel machlokas to our case, when you have a carbon of a Bama Katana, and then you bring it in by the Bama Gedola, do you say that Novan Givon or collate it, and therefore it cannot go out again? And if it does, It's Nifsal B'Yotze. So isn't that a parallel case? We compare the Rosh HaMizbeach to the case of Bama Gedola. So the Gemara says not so fast. Maybe it's not parallel. Tibay L'Rabba, Tibay L'Rav Yosef. According to both of them. It's not so simple. Tibay L'Rabba, Adka L'Koma Rabba. When does Rabba say that it works, that it's collate, ela b'mizbeach, dechazile, I'm sorry, when do you say it is not collate by mizbeach? Dechazile mekadesh, delo chazile mekadesh, maybe there it's limited, only that something is ra'ui for the mizbeach, it sanctifies and grabs hold of, halachically. Masha'ekein, if it's lo chazile, it's not. Aval mechitza, v'gav delo chazile kolta. Maybe the mechitza, maybe the borders, the boundaries of the Bama Gedola would be more flexible. And it'll be collate even if it's not chazile, even if it is from a Bama Ketana. So that's why Rabba is not dafka parallel. Odilma, or the opposite, afilu l'Rav Yosef. Even according to Rav Yosef, who said the Mizbeach does grab it, ad kam lo kam Rav Yosef hasam ela dechad makom hu. This carbon is all supposed to be here. It's in the Azara. It's supposed to be on this Mizbeach. Right, the question is, did you shecht it north? Did you shecht it east? So he's shecht it in the wrong spot, but it's really the same place. Han makomu. And maybe that's why it grabs it. Aval hacha, the tree makomos in hu, lo. But here, it's two makomos, right? It's the Bama Gedola, Bama Ketana. So maybe you'd say, this is no shaychus to the Bama Gedola. Odilma lo shno, or do you say no? Or do you say it's parallel? Right? So it's not a raya, so teku. We wait for Mashiach to tell us the answer to that question. About Reb Zeira's original suffix. Period. Milta the pshita leila Rabba b'chad gisa, ul Rav Yosef b'chad gisa, the item that was obvious to Rabba on one side, and obvious meaning Rabba said that the halacha is that the mechisa is kolate, the Rav Yosef to the other side that it's not, mi boile, or the opposite, mi boile, the Rav Yanai had a question about it, deboi Rav Yanai, evari olas bamis yachid, sha'olam izbeach v'yerdu, if you have the evarim of an olas bamis yachid, they went into the mizbeach and then went down, right, Rashi says, evari olas yishkli bamis yachid, shalo bimkomahu, lagabi bama gedola, ki kachi kachim, shachtim medarum. Just like a carbon that was shafted in the Dara, and this is a similar case, is bringing to a Bama Gedola. So in that case, Olas Bamas Yachid, that went up, V'yerdu Ma'u, what's the halacha? Heichid lo mashla b'hena ar lo tibay lacha, if the fire didn't start consuming it, for sure there's no problem. Ki tibay lacha heichid lo mashla b'hena ar, Ma'i. What's the halacha in mashla, if mashla b'hena ar? So teku, again, no answer given. That's a case where you did shchita outside, then you brought it up. That's like doing shchita in the south and then bringing it up. That's a parallel. Our case, which we weren't sure whether it was parallel or not, was if you didn't do any avoda inside. Rashi Tosfos, you did something outside, then you brought it in, then you brought it back out. What's the halacha? But here, if you brought it up on the Mizbeach, that's the parallel case between Rabba and Rebbe Zeira. Okay, Itmar. Shchitas Laila b'Bamas Yachid. Here's a question. What about shechting at night by a Bamas Yachid? Right, there are a lot of other psulim that are not possible when it comes to a Bamas Yachid, which we had listed in the Mishnah, and we had all the makaris for yesterday. What about Laila? You want to shecht at night? And shechting by a Bama Gedola, obviously, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, is not allowed. What about shechting at night? So, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Kshera, V'chad Amar Psula. It's a machlokas, kosher, or pasul. What about shechting at night in general? Forget on a Bama Ketana. What about shechting at night? So in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeya, Shulchan Aruch talks about this based on the Gemara in Maseches Chulin. Shulchan Aruch says in Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, La'olam shochtin, bein bayom ubein balayla. You're allowed to shecht at night. Bizman hazeh. You're allowed to shecht at night? Yes. Bamed varam amurim, when do you say you're allowed to shecht at night? Kishahav, this is Chulin. Kishahavuka kenegdo. If you have a torch there, if you have good light there, aval im ein avuka kenegdo, o biyom b'makom afel, or if you don't have a torch, a candle doesn't give so much light, a torch gives off light, or it's even during the day, but it's cloudy out, it's dark out, lo yishchot. Don't shech, you're not supposed to shech there. V'im shachat, shchitasok shera. It's kosher b'di eved. Ubeiz neiros chashuv avuka. Right? Two candles are called an avuka, says the Ramas. That is the halacha of nighttime, right? Why aren't you allowed to shecht lechatchila? Because you might shecht it improperly. You might not be able to see it. Says the Shach. Shema yishe o yidros. Right, there's two of the psule shchita. We'll get to the five psule shchita by the Shem this summer. V'lo yargish avo b'di eved kisha omer bari li shalosha hisi v'lo darasti kasher. Right? So then the evidence, okay, that is shechita at night, as long as you have an avuka. What about by the light of the moon? Are you allowed to shech by the light of the moon? Is that good enough? Right? You can, if it's cloudy, no good. What about the light of the moon? So the Radvaz has a tshuva about this. Radvaz in tshuva 2129. Shnei Alafim Kufchavtes. Says the Radvaz, Sha'at Mimeni, Emutur Lishchol Lachadchilul Aralavana, Shaharei Yachol Lahakir Yafeh, Vim Nishchot HaSimanim Olo. What about that case? Tshuva. The bitches of them Zekas Chulen, Ashochet Balayla, Raj Chidasok Sheira. And they say, it says, you're allowed to Shechbein by Yomar Balayla. The Gemara says, it depends if you have an Avuka or not. Umi Delo Mishani Rapaba L'Aralavana. The Gemara gives the Yukimta, like the Shulchan Aruch quoted, Avuka. Why doesn't it say the moon? Why does it explain the moon? Mashma dafka avuka. Smashma moon would not be good enough, because why didn't it suggest that? Why? So he says, Taima rabba ika, da'ar ha'avuka balayla meir yoser mehalavana. A torch is better than the moon. V'zen nira la'ayin. V'imatam meir, l'mi sheru'uso chazak, v'imatam matir, l'mi sheru'uso chazak, yavalishcha mi sheru'uso chalash, v'lo yavchin im nishchidu asimanim imlo. The moon is very, very iffy. And even if you could see with the moon, there's a good chance a lot of you, other people can't see with the moon. And it's definitely not something that could be a law that everybody could hold up. Just by the way, the Gemara says avuka, but it's really any candle that could work for you. You just, it has to be light enough. It says avuka, that's connected to hachi urche literutzim gabipat. It says, it's normal to say avuka, but v'lobin, you don't need mamish the avuka. Anything that gives off a strong, steady light. V'lobin a kenegdo mamish. El akol shahaner meir lo, v'roim nishkudu simanim sagi b'hachi. V'stu, and then he says, ar halavana eino masmid, shemiyavar alavanan. Right, we all know from Kiddush Lavana days. Oh, you see it? Right, you might not see the moon in a minute. Right, so it might be a cloud. Machshicho, ben tchila, you'd be in the middle of shechting, uh-oh. Right, and then you can't wait because it's a shechita, the shehiya. You're going to have to stop in the middle if it gets cloudy. At least a torch, you don't assume it's going to go out. You see it. V'im atam matir l'shcho b'zman sh'alavanam b'tarasav, yavol l'hati b'zman sh'ha'avim saser lo. V'ani badakti, says the Radvaz. L'kro k'siv, I read. I didn't do shchita. I don't know if it was a shochet. V'ani badakti l'kro k'siv gasol ar halavana. I read a sefer with huge letters with the moonlight. V'lo yachalti. I couldn't read it. U'lo ar ner katan ani kore afilu k'siv adaka. And then I read something with tiny little letters, and I read it by the light of the candle. V'lo natru chachamim l'dvayim l'shiurin l'hatir l'mishu chazak ha'ra'us, v'lasa l'mishu chalash ha'ra'us. And therefore, says the Radvaz, I don't think you could use the moon. You could use a candle. Obviously, electricity is fine. Shechita b'layla, Shulchan Aruch says, it is okay. Again, this is because you don't know why you want to put yourself into a situation where one is worried about a psul shechita. By the way, talking about psulei shechita, as we saw last night, interesting discussion in the Achronim. When do we do, are we ever choshish by mitzvahs, by brachas? Oh, I don't want to make a bracha because I might not do the mitzvah. If you're about to do the mitzvah, are we ever worried? So what about shechita? There's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi and brachas. Whether the bracha on shechita is before or after. Why? Because maybe you're going to be nisnava. Maybe you're not going to do it properly. Maybe it's going to be a trefa, therefore it's not going to have the heter shechita. So some say, you gotta do it afterwards. There's a chazaka. We paskin, you do it beforehand. We paskin, there's a chazaka of an animal, it's not a trefa. You can make the bracha beforehand. You don't have to be worried about it. You make the bracha beforehand. But where does this come up? It comes up and it's something the Rashba says. That's why there's no bracha on staka. Maybe the Ani will say no. Maybe he'll say, I want more. It's not enough. And then he'll turn around and walk away. Right? That's why you don't make a bracha on staka. One of the reasons. Talib das acherim. That's why the Ravid, this has come up in the past, the Ravid says in Hilchos Ishus that by marriage, you make a bracha after the marriage. Hariyam kudeshes li, and then the bracha. We don't pass in that way. We pass, you make a bracha before. The Rambam says, kederek shabro barachin al kala mitzvahs. The Masada Kedusha says the bracha for the chasan beforehand. Barachin al rayas, according to the Rambam, that's a bracha mitzvah. And then you do the Kedushin. The Rav says you make it afterwards. Why? Maybe she'll say no. Maybe she'll get cold feet. So you have to do it afterwards. So again, all of these are part of the sugya of, do you ever make a bracha beforehand, not having to worry about what's going to happen. Okay, itmar. Shechita slayim babavas yachet. So you shecht at night. So it's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Vika miflagi. One more question. There's a lot on this line. Let's say it's good at night. Let's say shechita is kosher balayla. Don't we have a halacha of dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama? Pasha, that applies to a bamak too. We don't have any source that doesn't apply. So you're going to shecht, but the dam's going to become pasul. So how could one of these opinions, whoever it is, hold that you could do it at night? So I saw the this one of the Achronim, the Vira Kodesh, and others discuss what's the halacha of dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama? What does that mean? The dam comes pasal. Is that really shkia is the key time, and if it passes over shkia, it's a problem? Or is the key to that halacha is that the zrika has to be done on the same day as the shchita? That's what it means, dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama. Because you didn't do the zrika in time. And usually, by all Bama Gedolas and by Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, you have to do Shechita Bayom. So therefore, Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama, because you didn't do Zrika Bayom. But Lu Yitzuyu, you could come up with a case of Shechita Balayla, that you wouldn't have to set the halacha of Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama. Because it's not a halacha, boom, Shkia takes it, does something, it's just that it has to be at the same time as the Shechita. So if you could do the Shechita at night, maybe you could even do the Dam at night. Right, so that is a discussion in the Achronim that is discussed, and according to that, that wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't be a problem. Also, I don't think I mentioned this at the time, but back on Daf Nun Vav, I saw the Birei Hadaf here has 14 answers to the question of why do you need the halacha of Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama? Where's the? I'll read you the question. Hikshu Harishonim Lamalil Halacha Zu Shad Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama Halogam Im Lo Nifsal Dam B'Shkiyas Achama. Ain't a roy old the zrika ki balayla ain't zarkin. The zrika is a dam is an avoda. So even if you say the dam is fine, but you can't do the avoda at night, even if it's dam nifsal, so you can't do the avoda, it becomes possible on a mora shachar anyway. So you need a special pasuk to tell me that dam nifsal b'shkiyas acham on daf nun vav earlier, right? You already know you can't do the zrika at night, and then the next morning it'll become possible mishum lina by a mora shachar. So he quotes 14 different answers. Rashi Tosas already talk about it there. Maybe Rashi if it's lamala al gabi hamizbeach. But that's a question related to Dam Nifsal, B'Shkiyas Achama, back on Daf Nun Vav. Okay, though, let's continue now. So what's the machlokas about here between Rav and Shmuel? Whether you could shecht on a bama at night. So, v'kamiflagi, bid the Rebbe Elazar. The Rebbe Elazar, Rami, Kray Adadi, Rebbe Elazar had two psukim that were contradictory. Ksiv, same story, two contradictory psukim. Shmuel ala perek yidala. The Bnei Yisrael were at war. Sha'ol HaMelech decides that it should be a fast day, and nobody should eat until they come back, and they shouldn't take from the spoils, and everything is aser. That's the whole story where his son took from the spoils. He didn't hear the Shavua. But if you remember Bnei Yisrael did something wrong. It's not 100% clear in the Psukim what exactly was done wrong. The Psukim say there in Shmuel Ala Perek Yudalid that, read you the Psukim, Vayas ha'am el shalal, vayikhu tsonu vakar ubnei bakar. They took all the spoils, the animals. Vayishchatu artsa, they shechted the animals that they took as spoils. Vayochal ha'am al hadam, they ate on the dam. We'll see exactly what that is in a minute. Vayagidu l'sho lemor, hinei ha'am chotim l'ashem l'chol al hadam. The people are eating on the dam. Vayomer, and therefore Shaul says, here's the pasuk right now in our Gemara. Begadatem, you have acted in a treasonous way. Golu Eli Hayom Evan Gedola. Roll out for me this Evan Gedola. Roll it out because we're going to give the karbanos on this big stone. But it says Hayom. That's the diak here. Hayom. Viksev, and it says later on, when do they actually bring it? Vayomer Shaul. Putsu Va'am. Go tell the people. V'yamartam lam. Hagishu Eli Ish Sharo V'ish Siyehu. Everybody should bring their ox and their sheep. Ushchatedem bazev achaltem, and sheshechted and eat v'lo techdu l'Hashem le'echol al hadam, and they shouldn't eat on the dam anymore. V'yakishu kalam asher shoro biado halayla v'yishchatu sham, and they shechted it there. That's the stira. Stira is first it says you're going to do it by yom. That's a bum. That was a bama, right? They weren't in. They didn't have a. There wasn't Shiloh any, right? Shiloh wasn't around anymore, right? So what? And basically, that wasn't built yet. So was it at night? Or was it by day? So, Mar Mishani, Kan Bechulin, Kan Bekachim. One says Chulin is okay and Kachim is not okay. Umar Mishani, Kan Bekachim, Bama Gedola, Kan Bekachim, Bama Kitana. Right, so that's the Machlokes. According to one opinion, that's Bama Kitana, it will be okay on a Bama Kitana. What exactly was the chait that Bnei Yisrael did at that time? They ate on the Dam. So if you look at Rashi there in Shmuel Aleph, did I bring the Navi? Yep. Right, Rashi says there in Shmuel Aleph, Omer Ani, Zo Oso Ve'es Bino Lo Sishchatu, because it says, Son Ubakar Ubnei Bakar. They did the Aveira Vosov Espino, shechting mother and child on the same day. That's the problem. Now, Rabboseinu Amru, Rabboseinu said, Shahayu Magdishim Osam Shlamim, Va'ochlam Lefnei Zrikas Adam. Right, they ate before Zrikas Adam. Right, so that, where does that come from? That's from the Pasuk, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out 10 different halachas from Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. One of them is, don't eat before Zrikas Adam takes place. That's what the Radak quotes all of these pshatim, and then he says, I don't think that's the pshat of the Pasuk, right, Pshuto Shamikra anyway. The Pshuto Shamikra is, they ate meat before they took the blood out. That's what they mean. Forget the carbon. Ki achet ha'i b'bnei Adam nivla b'basar, v'lo ha'i mismatzeh, b'bnei shayu shoch demartza. They did all these aveiros, right, all these different pshatim of aveiros. What were they thinking? How'd they do these aveiros? These were Am Yisrael. They knew the halacha. So I saw in the Musar and Avim, The Sefer from Ginsburg from Denver, Colorado, on Navi. So he says, what were they thinking? We know the Mishnah Ayis and Erevin discuss that Bishas Milchama, there are certain heterim. Right, Netzilas Yadayim, Gezel, the end of the first parakeet in Erevin, talk about there are certain heterim when it comes to Shas Milchama, certain halachas could be kind of pushed to the side. So maybe that's what they thought. Shechashu shemutar b'shas b'lchama lechol chol dvarim ha'asurim. Like it says, the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, chalutzei tzava kishikansu b'gvol ha'akum v'yichbishum v'yashuvu behen mutar lechol nevelos v'trefus u'basar chazir emir v'lo yimatzeh ma'ashe yochal. Aval heim tovazeh. Because it's only if there's ein breira. And if there are b'gvol akum, here they were b'gvol Yisrael, and there was a breira. Aval kan mash b'shal haisa ha'malchama b'gvol Eretz Yisrael. V'oshal hudra avar b'asur rak she'ein b'abrin shikhiyach ha'teira. V'kan hari efshar lam lecho b'ha'teira. If they would have waited. So that's why, that was their mistaken hunch, and Shaul HaMelech got very upset. The Mefarshim, the Rishon already, do point out, the Pesukim already, that Shaul shouldn't have declared a fast day, and not taken from the spoils. Right, declare fast day, make a party, they're fighting the war, being over Lefnei Iver. So Shaul HaMelech wasn't correct in declaring the fast in the first place. But once it was declared, so then nobody was allowed to take from it, but the chait is what was discussed here in the Rishonim. The Ramban also discusses this, by the way, in Vayikra, the Ramban on that pasuk of Lo Sochlo Al Hadam in Parashat Kedoshim, he talks all about the different pshatim that they must have violated, and then he says maybe it was even Al Derech HaPshat, there was some type of kishuf that was done, that they used to pour blood on the floor and try to bring up the shadim and the demons with that blood, and then they would drink the blood. And they didn't have an Ur Metumim there, so therefore he says maybe that's why they did it, and that's what Shaul says, you were bogade. It's treasonous. Very strong word to say, you're just eating blood. Right, so the Ramban says maybe that's what happened. V'alma yisholim b'shedim o b'kshafim l'das darkim u'maseim v'ochlam al adam l'asuz amaisahu. So the Ramban in Vayikra Yutes Chavav also discusses what exactly was the chait. Okay, we go by it. Itmar, first wide line. Oh, it's Bamas Yachid. When you bring an Ola on a Bamas Yachid, so we're going through all the avodas of the different karbanas. What exactly is going to be the case? I got an email this week. Right, isn't this whole Hilchsel Mashiach, Bamas or Asr forever? What's the whole discussion here? So you're right. Sometimes the Gemara says, Hilchsel Mashiach, what are you asking for? Sometimes the Gemara says, Tosus discusses this. Sometimes the Gemara says, no, you can come up with a case. I don't know. Okay. Tosus always says, maybe if somebody is no dare that this is the halacha. That's always a nafkamina. If somebody is no dare that the halacha of Hefshe V'di Tuach on a Bama Ketana. Because that's always, but then the Gemara can never ask Hilchsel Mashiach. The Gemara asked it by a shar going on, Tosfos details of a shar going on our Sinai. Okay, but it's a difficult. You gotta work out all the cases and see if there's one type of rule. When is the Gemara interested in it and when is the Gemara not interested in it? Okay. Itmar. Maybe it's a lamaisa for non-Jews. We mentioned before that the non-Jews aren't subject to the halacha of, the Isser Bamas. So maybe they have the it's enough comida for them. Okay, Itmar, Olas Bamas Yachid, Rav Amar ain't two and a half shivini two up. Rav says you do not have to do the skinning and the cutting up. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar two and a half shivini two up. You do need to. For Kamif Lagi, with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And the Machlokas is within Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Tari Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer. Ola Shigribi Yisrael Bamidbar, Ein Tu Nehef Shevini Tuach. In Ola from the Midbar they did not do it. She'ein Hef Shevini Tuach, Ela Me Omoi Ve'elach. Or Hef Shevini Tuach, cutting it up and skinning it is only from Ola Moed and on, from then. So what does that mean? Mar Sover Me Omoi Ve'elach, Lo Shtra Bama Gadol Ve'lo Shtra Bama Ketana. It's always, wherever you do it, once you have an Ola Moed, doesn't matter where. Omar Sarva Magdolin Bamaktana Lo. So that's a machlokas. How do you interpret the words of Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Period. Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brayso that supports Rabbi Yochanan who says that there is Hef Shevini Tuach. Devarim Shemiyavam Gadol Bama Ketana, because they have the whole long brisa here. What's the differences between Bama Gadol and Bama Ketana? Some of this was already mentioned. Keren, the halacha of Kronos. They have to sprinkle the blood of the Chatas on the Kronos. Kevesh, the fact that there's a ramp. The Yesod, there's a Yesod that you pour the Shvicha Shirayim on the Yesod. The Ribua, it has to be perfectly square. The Bama Gadola. All of those halachas only apply to Bama Gadola. The Ein Karen V'Yesod V'Kevesh V'Ribua B'Bama Ketana. You don't have to do it on a Bama Ketana. Remember we mentioned that's a Bama Ketana. We mentioned in the Mishnayis, maybe you can just take out a rock. Take out a rock and do it on a Sela. Kiyar, what about the halacha of a Kiyar, of a Kano? The Kiyar and the Kano. Interesting that it's two on the list. The base of the washing kli and the washing kli itself, sort of two things, the kiyar and the kano, but bama gadola, then kiyar, the kano, bama ketana. As we said earlier, there's no halacha, rasi tzadayim raglayim. You don't have to wash by a bama ketana. Chazei v'shok, these matanos of a shlamim, but bama gadola, v'in chazei v'shok, bama ketana, it's only there. Meaning, by a bama ketana, a yisrael, the bialim, can eat everything. Even the chazei and the shok. Dvarim sheshivs of bama gadola, bama ketana. What cases, in what regard, what halachas are they similar? Are they parallel? Everything up till now was how they're different. How are they parallel? Shchita bama gadola, viktana. Shchita is by both. You have to shech the animal by both, right? You can't kill it any other way. Hefshe v'nituach, bagdola, viktana. Hefshe v'nituach by both. There's the raya. That's the raya to Rabbi Yochanan, right there. Dam matir umifagel, bagdola, viktana. Dam matir mefagel is by both. The dam is matir. You have to sprinkle the dam in order to make the meat mutter. And mefagel. You can be mefagel by a gdola and even by a ktana. Vizman bigdola viktana. And there's halacha of nosar when it comes to a specific time to eat it by a gdola and a ktana. So it's the brisa that supports Reb Yochanan. Just to note, we're talking about what's okay on a bama gadola and a bama ketana. So we mentioned before there's a machlokas. I would have mentioned this yesterday, but I'm going to saw it after. Machlokas by ofos and menachas. Whether there's ofos and menachas by a bama ketana or not. This is a machlokas. So this is a machlokas in the achronim. If you say ofos are okay on a bama ketana, is that shchita or malika? It's a machlokas. What do you do to ofos by a bama ketana? The Mikdash David and Chav Zayin Tess assumes that you do malika. It's a karban, you do malika. You're not in the base of Mikdash, okay. But other achronim, the Zecher Yitzchak and others assume that it's, you do shchita. Meaning malika is a function of pnim, not a function of karban. Karban of. If you do it outside, we discussed this, the opposite. By shchute chutz, by avodas chutz, is what if you do, you're molik an of outside and shochet an of outside. So you mentioned it has to be shchitas of, because malika doesn't exist outside. But this is an interesting machlokes, which relates to the root of malika. Is malika a function of beis hamikdash, or ol moed, or is it a function of kudshe of, right? That's a machlokes. Achronim, machlokas achronim here. Whatever it comes to birds. Now, regard, I just saw a tshuva. Also, in Sternbach, he has a tshuva in Chelak Aleph, Simon Tuf Yud, in Tshuva's Vahnagas. He said, if somebody's more worried, there are a lot more problems that you could have by beef, by meat, than by chicken. So, is that a reason to always order chicken and not meat? Or to always have chicken and not meat? So we've discussed his tshuva before about having chicken on Yantif, where he says, okay, that's what somebody gets Simchas Yantif with. So anyway, without going into the details, he says, there are issues by ofos, there are issues by basar, whatever you do, I don't think there's one better than the other one. You just have to make sure you have a proper ashgacha by whichever one it is, I don't think one is better than the other one. That's what he says. He lists off 10 issues by meat and 4 issues by chickens. You gotta think by both. Not issues, just things you have to worry about if you're a shochet and if you're giving hashkacha. So he says, Yish gedolim nogu lechol basar ov, but I don't think you have to do that. I think, besof davar b'devaredo nizbar, shetzorach hechsher me'ula b'zehiris yisera, gam l'behema v'gam ba'ofos, ve'em b'zeh klal ma'adif. Rakhacham eina barosho. Yira l'chapes habasar o ha'ov b'kashros im kol yidurim. Okay, just gotta look for a proper hechsher that one is comfortable with. Okay, Baiter. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, hanosar v'azman v'atami shevin b'zeh o'b'zeh. Nosar, Zman, and Tameh are equal. Equal by both Bama Ketana and a Bama Gadola. There is a concept of Nosar. Says the Meshech Chachma, before we get to the home stretch. The Meshech Chachma says, he thinks, it's an amazing diuk, in Parshat Tetzava, it says by the Karbonis of the Kohanim, when they became Kohanim, v'im yivaser mibsar zevach hashlamim v'chulu, what the halacha is. It does not say lo tosiru. Doesn't say there not to leave it over. The Meshech Chachma assumes when it comes to bamis, there's a concept of nosar, but there's no isser nosar. There's no isser. There's a chalo shem no sir. He says, after all, how many kohanim were there to eat all these karbanis in the time of Aaron and his sons? That's it. They're going to eat all these karbanis? Obviously not. They weren't going to be able to eat all these karbanis. So it says, whatever was left over. But you're setting them up for failure. If you're giving them all these karbanis, then they have to eat it all. Right? And a lot of them are kachikachim. And even kachikalim, the parts that could only be by the kohanim. So he says, v'lechori tachin lomar de bebama ein iser lahosir. V'hadash anina besov zvachim. You think nobody gets here. The Meshech Chachma got here. Hazman shave bebama. It says right here, there is a kazim of zman and nosar. Hainu she'im nosar asir la'ochlo. If it becomes nosar, then it's asir to eat it. But not that there is an iser to be mosir it. That's the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Tetzaveh, Chavtes Lamid Dalet. Chavtes Lamid Dalet. That's what he's medayik from the Pesukim there, because there's no iser quoted there, only the concept of nosir. V'im yivaser. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin lasso zman bebama ketana kebama gedola. How do I know that there's a concept of zman when it comes to, right, I shouldn't leave it over by bebama ketana, or that if I leave it over, it becomes puzzle, according to that Meshech Chachma. Right, Rashi said, look at Rashi, the fifth line. Minayin lasso zman, lios nifsal benosar. Doesn't say that is an iser. It says lios nifsal benosar. So maybe that's a remez to the Meshech Chachma. How do you know that? The Ha'amra Torah, skipping parentheses, the Amra Torah, because the Torah says, Lon Yisareif, Lon, if something, you compare something that was left over, it has to be burned, the Yotzei Yisareif, it's something that goes out, that's Yotzei. There's a Psol Noser, and there's a Psol Yotzei. So, Ma Yotzei Kasher Babama, Avlon Kasher Babama. I would have said, if I didn't have a source, just like there's no Psol Yotzei by Obama, so too there's a Psol Noser by Obama. That's what I would have said, and that's why you need a source to tell me otherwise. Says the Gemara Balaf Kavar Chomer Miofos. No! You have a Kavar Chomer the other way, that you would never have a Havamina to require Zman. Ma Ofos, She'in Mum Posel Bahem, Zman Posel Bahem. If by birds there's no Psol by Ophos, and yet Zman Posels by Ophos, Kachi Bamaktana, Shemun Posel Bahem, Eno Dinsh Zman Posel Bahem, surely Zman should Posel. So you don't need a Pasik. You don't need a Pasik. There's no Havamina to say otherwise. Because of course you would say it. So the Gemara says, no. Mala Ophos, Shekin Ein Hazar Kashaban. By Ophos, Zar can't do any avoda by Ophos. Even Malika. By animals, behemoths, Zar can do Shechita. We're going to get to Kmitza, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. But Zar cannot do Malika. So that's why it's a Chumra by Ophos. Tomar Beba Maktana, Shazar Kasherba. By Beba Maktana, Zar can do the avoda. So Lo Yehe Zman Pasoba. So therefore you should say, just like a Zar can do the avoda, so too Zman should not be a psul. There shouldn't be a problem of leaving over the Noser. Tamalomar, Vizos Torah Zevach Hashlamim. No, Zos Torah Zevach Hashlamim. It includes, fourth line of Rashi, Torah Achas L'Kol Hashlamim. He put all the shlamim together. Lasos man b'maktana k'zman b'magdola. So you compare it, and just like there's the halacha of zman by b'maktana, by b'magdola, there's a halacha of zman by b'maktana. Mazel tov to all those out there. I won't say the hadron. Save it for the siyum tomorrow. And just to end off, Rameir Shapiro was once giving a siyum on talking at a siyum on Maseches Zvachim in 1931. I don't remember exactly when it was. And it was after the massacres in 1929 in Hebron. The Chevron Yeshiva. And he said there, he says, we've finished Zvachim. We've given our karbanis. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's time for some menucha. It's time for menachas. He says, that was his tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away all the Zvachim and just give us menucha, so our tefillah as well, as we transfer and transition to the second Masechta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take our learning of Zvachim. Ki'ilu, we were makri of all these karbanas and did all these avodos, ki'ilu, and be mezaka us to not only learn about Zvachim, to keep learning about Zvachim, Ed Hashem, here we bana beisam English, but actually be inspired by the Kohanim and the Leviim, Kohanim b'avodasam, v'Yisrael b'duchanam, v'Yisrael b'ma'amadam. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by the Mayor and J.D. Fuchs, in honor of the marriage of their daughter Shira and Avram Hertz, which the wedding was this week. This is the week of Shavuot Brachos, and the tefillah is that their family build a simach nachas from the new couple, and all those still looking for their zivug find them quickly. Thank you very much for the sponsorship.